Okay, thank you, Ken. Hey, everybody. thank you all for being here. Welcome to our Awakening Together ordination ceremony. We have eight members who will be ordained tonight. All of them have been going through the Minister's Preparation Program, or MPP, together. They started the program in January 2016, and now, January 2018, 2 years later, they are graduating. The first thing that I want to say tonight is thank you very much to everyone who's come to honor them as they graduate from the MPP program and as they become ordained tonight. It really was a true commitment by each of them. Let me tell you a little bit about what they've been through. They went through a 2-year program where, on average, they had an hour of homework a day for 6 days a week, and that's for 2 years. Some of the classes that they took had homework 7 days a week. Some classes had homework 5 days a week, but on average, they completed homework 6 days a week and attended a 2-hour class each week where we discussed the material and their homework. The classes that they took include True Discernment, True Meditation, the Bhagavad Gita, the Tao Te Ching, Introduction to Buddhist Teachings, Understanding Purification, Introduction to Jesus of the New Testament, Introduction to NTI, Introduction to Sufi Thought, Introduction to Kabbalah, the Teachings of Ramana Maharshi, the Teachings of Nisargadatta Maharaj, Introduction to A Course in Miracles, the Teachings of Inner-Ramana, and Being an Awakening Together Minister. As you can see, that's quite a list, and it looks like they may have been, and they were learning quite a bit about all of these disciplines, but what they were really doing was learning about themselves. But as I say, it's quite a schedule and quite a program, and they worked very hard at that. So if they're being ordained tonight, it really means that they made a commitment and they stuck to that commitment. I think one of the things that they will probably share here tonight in their first homily as Awakening Together ministers is what they got out of the program, what they took away from it. And I am going to begin here by playing a song. The song that I have selected for this ordination ceremony is St. Francis Prayer, and it's performed. This version is by Angelica, from her album, Into Grace. So here we go. I chose that song to open this ceremony because I believe that the song represents what these MPP students, these ministers, have committed to. They have committed to being the love, the light, the forgiveness that they would see in the world, and to being a beacon to those whom they would serve. I personally want to express what an honor it's been to have seen them blossom and come to a deeper understanding of the truth of our beingness over these past 2 years. And I want to offer them my utmost gratitude for serving the one true self in this way, and for continuing their commitment by becoming ordained Awakening Together ministers. The humility of God rests in the heart of the Awakening Together minister. We are an association of peers who have chosen to serve our equals. Just as Jesus washed the feet of the disciples at the Last Supper, we honor our human and non-human brothers and sisters with generous love through service. And now I would like to read you the names of the people who will be ordained tonight. They include Barbara Cooling, Barbara Durwater, Mary Fonseca, Connie Frazier, Marisol Landon, Megan Reinhardt, Jerry Scott, and William Sentiris. So, yay! Let's extend our gratitude to our graduates now. And let's yay. Let's take a moment for prayer. Holy Spirit, I want to give thanks for these people who have answered the call to awaken to themselves and to be servants unto you and to those who are called unto you. We know that the commitment they have made here will continue to grow and bless all whom they encounter, and we give thanks that this is so. Amen. And now we will hear from Reverend Regina Dawn Akers, who will offer a message for those who are about to be ordained. Regina, please take the mic.
All right. Hello, everyone. I can't remember exactly how many ordination ceremonies we've had. I'm guessing this is about our fifth ordination ceremony. And one of the things that people who are newly ordained often ask me is, you know, okay, now that I'm a minister, you know, what should I do? So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the answer to that question from NTI Luke chapter 9. However, NTI Luke chapter 9 uses the word teacher, speaking to the teacher, and I'm just going to change it to minister. But this is the answer to the question, okay, so now that I'm a minister, what do I do now? Do not worry where you are to go, what you are to do, what you are to say, or to whom. Do not worry how you are to teach. I may have you teach without a single spoken word. Give no thought to the future. Give no thought to how you are to teach or when or where. Only give thought to listening to me and practicing as I ask you to practice. In this way, you do teach, and the lesson you teach is heard throughout the world. Every thought that you accept as true teaches within the mind of man. The single mind that you are is taught through the thought that you agree to think. And this is how you are to teach the world. Although I may guide you to speak, it is not through your speaking that you teach. Although I may guide you to go or do, it is not through your going or doing that you teach. To speak to those or to go here or to do that would be to limit your teaching to a few. You, who are unlimited within your true self, cannot be limited by restrictions such as these. So it must not be through your speaking or your going or your doing that you teach. Every thought that you think is heard literally around the world. The consciousness of man is shaken by your every thought. And so it is through thought that you teach, no matter what you are saying or doing, and no matter where you are. And so I say to you again, dear minister, Listen to me. Remember my words and practice all that I say. I have asked you to be a minister of my word, and I am grateful for your willingness to minister as I ask. And now you must listen to the secret of being a minister. A minister is a student who practices all that he teaches, knowing fully that the message he shares is also for him. In this way, anyone may be a teacher of my word, for anyone may choose to be the student. The student is the teacher, and the minister is the student. For the minister comes through the student in order that the minister may learn. Always remember that as the minister, you are the student, so all things are given to you for your learning. In this way, see all things as an opportunity to learn and to practice and to be grateful for all things. There is nothing that will be placed in your path that is not a gift from me. See it as your gift, and you are blessed indeed. To be my minister, you must let my word be first in your mind in all things. This is a perspective you shall hold. Through holding this perspective in willingness and trust, you shall know what to do through me. Peace be with you, my ministers, for you are blessed. Put your faith with me, focused upon your reality. It is this reality we seek to remember. Jacqueline, I'm returning the mic to you.
Thank you, Regina. That was lovely. And now we will begin to ordain our ministers one by one. Each one will take the mic and take the minister's oath, then release the mic. I will congratulate them and give them the mic back, and they will share their first homily as an Awakening Together minister. Barbara Cooling, please take the mic and take the minister's oath.
Right, Barbara, I have the mic. You may share your oath.
Thank you. Good evening. I, Barbara Cooling, willingly and with my heart take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of the one true self through Awakening Together. I am dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journeys. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain Awakening Together's purpose and core values. I pledge to remain in a communal relationship with Awakening Together through service to the assembly or the broader community on behalf of the assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Ministers Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living, ethical demonstration that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination.
All right, thank you. I'm going to release the mic for Jacqueline.
Thank you, Reverend Barbara Cooling. Congratulations, you are now an Awakening Together minister. You have met all of the requirements for ordination. I will now turn the mic back over so that you can share your first homily.
All right, Barbara, I have the mic. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. A special thank you to Regina for all her hard work and her special connection to spirit to develop this ministerial program. It was a great joy to do the program with her and my fellow students. And a thank you goes to my fellow students for sharing their clarity of their studies through these 2 years. The ministerial program aided me in various ways. And one thing that was very important to me was to increase clarity and connection to spirit. And two, this program assisted me in increasing my willingness for awakening. In NTI, spirit states that as willingness is increased, resistance decreases. And in NTI, John chapter 12, verse 8, it states the key to resistance, quoting it, "Let go of the universe you have made. It is nothing of reality. It is only a joke that you have made of yourself and for yourself. However, you're not finding it to be funny. So why do you hold on to your joke?" The one key thing that's keeping my little universe going is the false belief system of the I am bad thought pattern. Continually trying to prove that I'm right about anything and everything are these building blocks for my little universe. Attempting to purify this thought pattern has helped increase my willingness. And then NTI Acts chapter 4 states that our guilt, or I am bad, is the loop that keeps you trapped in the illusion of yourself. Also, the various spiritual traditions that were covered in the program offered various tools for spiritual development, and this added more depth and insight for me into these paths. The program has helped me to see with more clarity, with more spiritual wisdom, which then opened up more willingness. So I feel great gratitude, and thank you again.
Thank you very much, Barbara. That was beautiful. I am releasing the mic for Jacqueline.
Thank you, Reverend Barbara Cooling. And now, Barbara Durwater, please take the mic and take the minister's oath.
Okay, and I want to make sure that I'm not too loud. Is it okay? Can you hear me okay? Okay, great. Thanks. Thank you. I, Barbara Durwater, willingly and with my heart take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of the one true self through Awakening Together. I'm dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journeys. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain Awakening Together's purpose and core values. I pledge to remain in a communal relationship with Awakening Together through service to the Assembly or the broader community on behalf of the Assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Ministers Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living, ethical demonstration that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination. I'm turning over the mic back to Jacqueline.
Thank you, Reverend Barbara Dearwater, and congratulations. You are now an Awakening Together minister. You have met all of the requirements for ordination. I'll now turn the mic back over to you so that you can share your first homily.
You're funny, Billy. So what a wonderful group that I was with. You all are wonderful. Billy, Meg, Tony, Connie. Oh, gosh. Yes, you're all there. Thank you. You know, I learned a lot just from everyone that was there with me, how to listen and to, every day is a learning. It's like all these things, everything that happens in my life is a learning. I'm learning that. So what I wanted to mention was the core value, which is number one, we trust everyone is led by unique inner guidance to one experience called awakening, which is realization of one true self. We live this value by supporting one another on different paths of awakening. And that to me really rings true through this program, because especially, you know, when we went into the mentoring at the end to really know that how to respond and how to help people where they're at is the big thing, where they're at. So, but for me in this whole 2 years, I've had a lot of learning going on, a lot of lessons, a lot of gratitude for Regina, for the people in the class, for Jacqueline, for just everyday life that presents lessons to me. I'm extremely grateful for my teacher, who I met through Awakening Together. Thank you, Chris. And I would say that, you know, this whole journey has been going on really as a conscious thing since 2001 for me, so starting with A Course in Miracles. And it's like you peel off the layers and you understand more. You understand not in a way that you can say something, oh, I know what this means, but there is a visceral, deep connection with teachings that happens as you peel away the layers, which is happening here through this ministerial preparation program and with Awakening Together. And of course it was ACIM Gathered before that. So I want to just express my gratitude with the teachers, because this has all been super helpful for me, which is always going to help everyone else. And I wanted to I think it's by Papa G, it's a poem I couldn't, even in like a year ago, it never really reached deep within me, and I even posted it on my Facebook page. But I love this one, and I'm going to leave with this because it only seems like recently I've been able to really take this in and really have it resonate with me in a deep way. So I will just mention that. I'll just read this poem, and then I'm going to turn the mic back over to Jacqueline. And again, thank you so much, Jacqueline. What a dedication there. So, again, it's by Papa G, and it goes like this. It says, "This love is the beloved and the lover. You are not to make any effort in the relationship. When you are in front of your beloved, this beloved will not ask you to make any effort. This beloved will take care of you, and whatever she does, you will accept it. At that time, you will not think what is going on, because in love, there is no dialogue." The heart says yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let me go with the mic.
Thank you, Reverend Barbara Durwater. That was lovely. And now I will let go of the mic, and Mary Fonseca is on the phone with Regina, and Mary, please take the mic and take the minister's oath.
All right, Mary, you can go ahead.
Thank you. I, Mary Fonseca, willingly and with my heart take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of the one true self through Awakening Together. I am dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journey. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain Awakening Together's purpose and core values. I pledge to remain in a communal relationship with Awakening Together through service to the Assembly or the broader community on behalf of the Assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Ministers Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living, ethical demonstration that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination.
Thank you, Mary. I'm turning the mic back over to Jacqueline.
Thank you, Reverend Mary Fonseca. Congratulations. You are now an Awakening Together minister. You have met all of the requirements for ordination. I will now turn the mic back over so that you can share your first homily.
All right, Mary, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Jacqueline, and thank you, Regina, and all of my fellow students. Can't believe it's been 2 years. When I began writing this homily, I started thinking about how did I find out about this program, and I wasn't aware of Awakening Together, but I heard Regina talk on A Course in Miracles program I listened to a few years ago, and her voice and her words stuck with me. And a few years later, inner guidance gave me that nudge, and I looked up and I signed up for this program. So glad I did. I was at what you would say in this world at bottom with what was going on in my life. And throughout this program, I faced so many fears, at first just wanting to hide from them. And then things seemed to be a little different. I noticed little changes on the way, and the situations that appeared over and over hadn't changed. The things like falling into one pit after another, I climb out of one, I seem to be in another one, but there was a change. And one day, as I was currently sitting in my current pit, I had that moment of silence where I felt peace, and only peace for that moment. No matter what was going on around me, I was in complete peace. And then I felt after that that I was not alone. Really got it for the first time to my whole being. And from that place of peace, I started to share my experience with others, those experiences that only a few weeks before I was so embarrassed of even thinking about rather than discussing. And when I started sharing them, I noticed peace come over the friends and the others that I shared with when I saw them identifying with something that I was discussing. And I shared that peace. We all shared the peace together. And I started to get it more and more that none of us take this road alone. And we're really just walking each other home. So I'm really different from 2 years ago when this program began. And with each class we went through together, I reclaimed more and more that truth, realizing I'm not bad. No one's bad. Nothing's bad. And if I can hold that for myself, I get to hold that for everyone. And isn't that sweet? Sweet being the term that Ramana Maharshi whispered in my ear more than once since we studied them. And it wasn't until I came upon Ramana Maharshi and that sweet, quiet voice of his, which kept whispering to me as I studied, that something shifted. Just so beautifully inside of me. I can't even say what he whispered had anything to do with the course we were taking at the time. And over, I heard him whisper, "You can't do anything wrong. There's no place to go on this journey. You're here. Achieving isn't possible and necessary when you are, when you just are." Say it again. I am. I am. I am. Look around. Everyone's perfect. Everything's perfect because you're perfect and all is perfect. And isn't that perfect? He'd have me laughing at times at the things he'd say. Where you are is sweet, he'd say, but it is but a place to know thyself. And in knowing thyself, everything unfolds. And that's indeed enough, Mary. And I can't say enough of how grateful I am for these courses I've taken and for everybody I've met within these courses and how much opening there's been. Thank you again, Regina, for this program and all you've opened myself up to, for your presence and for the space you hold. It's indeed precious. And I'd like to thank everyone in my class again. And I'm grateful to be here today. So, so grateful in this very moment sharing it with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. That was beautiful. And I am turning the mic back over to Jacqueline.
Thank you, Reverend Mary Fonseca. That was beautiful. And now I will invite Connie Frazier to please take the mic and take the minister's oath. Hey, Connie, saw you in here a minute ago. I'm looking to see if you're still here. Yeah, there you are. All right, I'm going to turn the mic back over and see if you can take it. Oh, okay. You want to try it again? Okay, I'll let go of the mic. Okay, Connie, looks like for some reason Barb accidentally picked it up. You can't get it. Okay. Well, yes. Yeah. Regina says you can call in. So you can go ahead and call that number. Yeah. And then I will let I'll let Marisol go next, and then we'll come back to you, Connie. So, at this time, I will invite Marisol Landon to please take the mic and take the minister's oath.
Hi, everyone. I, Marisol Landon, willingly and with my heart take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of the one true self through Awakening Together. I am dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journeys. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain Awakening Together's purpose and core values. I pledge to remain in a communal relationship with Awakening Together through service to the assembly or the broader community on behalf of the assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Ministers Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living ethical demonstrator that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination. Letting go.
Thank you, Reverend Marisol Landon. Congratulations. You are now an Awakening Together minister. You have met all of the requirements for ordination. I will now turn the mic back over to you so that you can share your first homily.
Okay, so first I wanted to thank everyone. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Jacqueline, all my classmates. Happy everyone's here. My original intention for joining the Minister Preparation Program was to grow spiritually and end the suffering within my mind. Back when I started the program, I believed growing spiritually meant following a spiritual path correctly, whatever that meant. I thought that if I was still suffering, it was because I was still not following the path correctly or that I was not committed enough. But through the classes and much reflection, I came to see deep down within that this was just a strong belief in not being good enough. I came to realize that I believed that maybe if I got this program right, then I would be good enough. But thankfully, during the process of the program, especially, I noticed a change with the Sufi class. I realized that I am enough, no matter where I am in my spiritual growth. And I felt that during, especially during that class, that I was loved no matter what. My willingness and intention is what fuels me now. And I see that I don't have to be perfect to be growing. The program taught me how to embrace and love my humanness through this process of awakening and opening to the truth within. This opening to allowing what is within myself and the world has touched all areas in the life I live. I see how this acceptance of the self has branched out to touch many others in my life. I'm willing and open to be guided by love and truth, and I'm excited to continue on this journey of growth and giving. I'm so very grateful to the program, to Regina and the Awakening Together Ministry. And I'm just very happy that I decided to go through with it and to continue on. So thank you. I'm letting go.
Thank you, Reverend Marisol Landon. Yes, this was a very nice talk. We talked a little bit about that same topic this morning in our service. So yeah, that was lovely. Thank you. And now I will once again invite Connie Frazier to please take the mic. I'll hand the mic over to Regina, actually, but I will invite Connie to then take the minister's oath.
All right, all right.
It's my turn to talk.
Yes, I was just about to say that. Go ahead, Connie.
Thank you, Regina. And Jacqueline, I, Connie Frazier, willingly and with my heart take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of one true self, of the one true self through awakening to it together. I am dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journeys. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain Awakening Together's purpose and core value. I pledge to remain in a communal relationship with Awakening Together through service to the Assembly or the broader community on behalf of the Assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Minister Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living ethical demonstration that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination.
Thank you, Connie. I'm going to turn the mic back over to Jacqueline.
Thank you, Reverend Connie Frazier. Congratulations. You are now an Awakening Together minister. You have met all of the requirements for ordination. I'll now turn the mic back over to Regina so that you can share your first homily.
All right, Connie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Jacqueline. I came to MPP because a little blonde pixie named Irene Graham in St. Louis would not let me alone ACIM meetings Saturday mornings in St. Louis. Every time I went, all she could talk about was Regina Dawn Acres and this MPP program. And finally I said, no, I'll take a class just so I don't have to hear this other Saturday. And I took two discernment and I was hooked from the very first audio. MPP has been the most profound, helpful experience of my life, other than recovery, of course. It's true. It's pure. It resonates. The truth within this the curriculum has resonates with my heart, soul, depths. I listen particularly to the audios and the review that brought the whole program together. You know, I just kept telling myself, this is the truth I support all but. So I have great gratitude to you, Regina, for all of the work and the sacrifice of the personal stuff that you've accomplished in order to bring this through to us. Jacqueline, I thank you for your generosity of spirit and unending joy that you brought to our classes. I want to thank my classmates, Barb, Meg, and Billy, and Tony. I see you're here tonight too. You've shown me how my heart and where it is, and that it's okay to be vulnerable, it's okay to talk heart. And the image that came to me as I was thinking about it was, you know, we are all beacons of in the dream. Obviously, all the masters and authors have written the books, Regina, Jacqueline, all of us, everybody else who's being ordained from the other class tonight, you know, we're all beacons of light in this dream. And some of us have a little more film. You know, I kind of had this image of all of us, you know, walking around with flashlights, you know. Some of us have a, but actually we are the flashlights. So, you know, some of us have a little more film or dust that we have to get rid of through root cause inquiry work or self-inquiry work, but we are all the lights. And, you know, it's one thing to kind of grab your, say, yeah, I get that image of the flashlight and to know I'm a flashlight, but it's another to see and feel the light. To really feel that you're a flashlight. And the only way I got to that feeling is I could start to feel the light in my classmates and in Regina and Jacqueline. And so I thank you for being the light so that I could start seeing the light myself. If I just have another second, I want to end with Ramana Maharshi, what he told his mother when she went to try to get him. Actually, he didn't tell us. He sat in silence, but she begged and pleaded for him to come home. And you know that my son has been suffering from mental illness, and he continues to AWOL. So his mother begged him to come home, and he just sat in silence. Even her tears couldn't move him, but he did write on a piece of paper the following. He wrote, "The ordainer controls the fate of souls in accordance with their destiny. Whatever is destined not to happen will not happen, sigh as you may. Whatever is destined to happen will happen. This is certain. The best course, therefore, is to remain silent." This program and that has helped me keep my sanity throughout this ordeal. And for that, I thank you all. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Connie. That was beautiful. And I am turning the mic back over to Jacqueline.
Yes, I agree. Thank you very much, Reverend Connie Fraser. That was beautiful. And now I will turn the mic over to Megan Reinhardt so that she can take the mic and take the minister's oath. Meg, here's the mic.
Hi. So, I, Megan Reinhardt, willingly and with my heart, take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of the one true self through awakening together. I am dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journeys. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain awakening together's purpose and core values. I pledge to remain in a communal relationship with awakening together through service to the assembly or the broader community on behalf of the assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Ministers Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living ethical demonstration that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination. Dropping the mic.
Thank you, Reverend Megan Reinhardt. Congratulations. You are now an Awakening Together minister. You have met all of the requirements for ordination. I'll now turn the mic back over to you so that you can share your first homily.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing this with me. My heart's pounding, but I'm so glad that we're here carving out this time to celebrate and to be with the completion of a curriculum that was just so divinely ordered, guiding us to be guided by inner guidance. MPP was not only my chisel to take away what didn't belong, but it too was my palette to paint my canvas with. It was a gift. It was what I was led to when my purpose and my intention was to trust and know only God, because this I ran out of ways to live. You see, 4.5 years ago, I was a fully addicted mind, infinite potential trapped in a body that could not die. I was only several more moments of despair away from completely destroying myself. Instead, in the desperate moment of I give up, my surrender began. And I learned that this affair with death, this desire to destruct, just had to be used a little differently. I wasn't supposed to die to die, but to die to live. And how MPP and I met is a love story for another time, but it showed up after 2 years of living my days with the Course on my mind, with love on my mind, with Holy Spirit right there in my pocket. It showed up when my practice of not wanting what the world had to offer acquired a new acceleration. How do I learn the art of not knowing? And what is the language of my heart? When I stopped figuring out where to go, MPP was a place that showed up. And there was no question, no hesitation. It was already whole and complete before I even introduced myself to Regina. And MPP, you've been a favorite companion of mine. I've gotten to fasten my seatbelt on a weekly basis and take a ride with my class to see what Spirit had to provide us with on the journey back to the eye before the eye and everything in between. We got to share and shift the expansion and collapsing of time, and we danced with the mind's eye to the limits of duality, and had conversations with surrender. And we got to stretch the compass of our hearts and flex the vocabulary of our words as we described the indescribable together. My desire to be a teacher of God, to be of service, is still unraveling itself to me. But my devotion to know truth for truth's sake is my favorite use of time. And MPP, Jacqueline, Regina, what a beautiful use of time you've been to me. So thank you, everyone, and I love you. Letting go of the mic.
Yes, thank you, Reverend Megan Reinhart. That was lovely. That was really beautiful. Thank you. And we love you too. All right, and now I will invite Jerry Scott, who is on the phone with Regina. I will invite Jerry to take the minister's oath, letting go of the mic.
Yes, go ahead, Jerry.
Jerry Scott, willingly and with my heart, take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of the One True South for Awakening Together. I am dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journey. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain Awakening Together's purpose and core values. I pledge to remain in a communal relationship with Awakening Together through service to the Assembly or the broader community on behalf of the Assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Ministers Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living, ethical demonstration that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination.
All right, I'm going to release the mic for Jacqueline.
Thank you, Reverend Jerry Scott. Congratulations. You are now an Awakening Together minister. You have met all of the requirements for ordination. I'll now turn the microphone back over to Regina so that you can share your first homily.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I am just so filled with gratitude this evening and know that I am so blessed at this moment. I'm so grateful. I invited a lot of my friends and family to participate in my ordination with the Awakening Together. And I told them it was going to be a brief ceremony where I took an oath and gave a homily. But instead of saying I was taking an oath and giving a brief homily, I often said instead that I was taking an oath and giving a brief homily. Homily, as in homily group. At first, I thought it was an amusing error, but after happening repeatedly, I began to suspect I might need to do a root cause inquiry into homily and homily group. But as I contemplated this, homily versus homily, I began to think. Homily, which many of us grew up with, is a good, filling, stick-to-your-ribs food that nourishes the body. And then I thought, well, a homily can be a good, filling nourishment for the spirit. So both are nourishments. And I got plenty of nourishment through my classes at the Awakening Together Ministerial Preparation Program. I first found out about Awakening Together through Carrie Christensen, who was an Awakening Together minister. She mentioned this class called True Discernment and how powerful she thought it was and how beneficial she thought it was. So I went online and to check it out. And when I saw the objective of the class, I knew that I was going to take it. It turned out to be a very, very powerful class. And it was only the beginning. I realized that I wanted to take all the classes that were being offered in the MPP. And so I enrolled. The problem was, and it's not really a problem, but at the same time, I was already 6 months into a 2-year religious science ministry program at the Center for Conscious Living in New Jersey. So here I was for a year and a half. I was in 2 ministerial programs at the same time. They actually complemented and supported each other. But that's no surprise because the truth is the truth isn't always the truth. So every Tuesday morning, I got my nourishment from MPP. And every Tuesday evening, I got my nourishment from the Conscious Essential Living. I had a whole day of nourishing food for the spirit. All this spiritual nourishment, and I never became overweight. Unless you consider the many, many blessings I have had as excess fat. I can only say that this leg of my journey has been fantabulous. I am forever grateful that I was introduced to Awakening Together, the MPP program. I am so grateful and so thankful for Regina and for all of you. Letting go of the mic.
Thank you. That was beautiful and funny. I was trying not to laugh because I didn't want to drown you out. But it was really funny. Thank you, Jerry. And I'm turning the mic back over to Jacqueline.
Yes, very enjoyable. Thank you, Reverend Jerry Scott. And yes, your peeps are here. They're all hooting and hollering here in the room. So, all right. And now I will invite William Sentiris to please take the mic and take the minister's oath. Billy, go ahead.
Okay, I hope I can get through this without coughing. as I have 3 cough drops in my mouth. I, Billy Sentiris, willingly and with my heart take this oath of ordination. I feel called from within to be a servant of the one true self through Awakening Together. I am dedicated to support members and friends on their individual spiritual journeys. I commit to uphold, demonstrate, and maintain Awakening Together's purpose and core values. I pledge to remain in communal relationship with Awakening Together through service to the Assembly or the broader community on behalf of the Assembly. I agree to join Awakening Together's Ministers Association and adhere to the procedures of that association. I promise to be a living, ethical demonstration that is becoming of an Awakening Together ordained minister. I agree to honorably uphold this oath of ordination. So, I'm going to let go of the mic.
Thank you, Reverend William Sentiris. Congratulations. You are now an Awakening Together minister. You have met all of the requirements for ordination. I will now turn the mic back over to you so that you can share your first homily.
Well, first of all, I want to thank my classmates, the Holy Spirit, my facilitator, Jacqueline, to allow me to comfortably share in this weekly commitment. We shared my daily life, my mom dying, my marriage. We developed a trust. I developed a trust in myself and with my classmates, in my classmates, and with love. That enhanced that underlying theme that I'm constantly being led. How much fun we had to try to talk about a state of consciousness that existed beyond words with words. Was that fun? Accessing the mental within to hold that space of teaching and to let that space go to the space of nothingness. And while you tried to describe it, felt it slipping away. What I really enjoyed was the momentum of love taking over from a surrender. And that first exercise that we had of my first spiritual aspiration, I wanted to walk want with God. I wanted to have its harmony and loving kindness. And I watched the evolution of my spirit as my surrenders changed and as my purification completely, you know, enveloped me. And I watched my spiritual aspirations change from, you know, and from one to another. And my next one was because I had some resistance coming up. So I turned them into a prayer, and I wanted to find a bridge language because I am so eloquent in talking to addicts and extremists. And I wanted to find a bridge language that I could speak to all. And I held on to that spiritual aspiration for a while. As in the peripherals and the distractions and learning how to focus, nothing coming in. To eventually ending up into the wanting truth for truth's sake. All in all, in all this same concept of life's vital force, love's momentum, Buddha's finger pointing to the moon, Sufism's seeing God and love in everything above all else. Sound familiar? Adi Ashanti's observing the you and watching love's momentum, the Tao, move you to the river watching the observer. So as we go through this teaching process, and then now we go, and now we get into this this emptiness, as we watch Krishna's arrows leave the bow of resistance, focusing on that red center's bullseye, like the above all else in my spiritual aspiration, and watch it pass, the eye before the eye. The Course in Miracles, 189. Let forget this book, forget the course, and come in the arms of my Father. Resting, never resting on the canvas to wait for the spiritual ego to catch up and to analyze, but to continue through that red canvas as God takes this last step. Infinite potential of the Dao. And now, after all that, to try to describe the center. Try to describe it, pushing away the spiritualized ego, yet to succumb to the pal talk format. Did they like what I said? All in all, watching my classmates evolve, what a beautiful experience. Watching my facilitator teach what she needed to learn, and watch those words leave her mouth and transcend and customize and watch themselves fall onto the ripened ears of our classroom. How good was that every week? Great time. Love you all. Letting go of the mic.
Thank you, Reverend William Sentiris. Yeah, that was really nice, Billy. That was really sweet. Thank you. And what I want to do now is thank all of you for having been here tonight. It's really nice to have a full room and to have your support of our newly ordained ministers. And I didn't clap, but yay! I'm going to do it now. I'm just so thrilled to hear all of them. I know that you guys heard their heart, heard their devotion, and I know that you're as excited as I am to have these ministers become ministers here tonight. I'm just thrilled, and I know that you all are as well. So again, thank you, ministers, for your homilies. Congratulations once again, and I am going to close with a prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us in your way. Thank you for calling each of us unto your service. Thank you for inspiring those who answer your call. Allow us all to hear what you would have us hear, to be the love and light we would find in the world, and to accept your grace that is consistently present. Amen. I love you guys, and I'm going to let go of the mic, and I'll be back in a few minutes for a movie group. But yay! Congratulations, guys. Letting go.